You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. So why am I making such a big deal out of the Sabbath? It is the fourth commandment. Is God this centered, this level of obedience? Does he actually require this? Well, why don't you try and ask Adam and Eve about this in the resurrection? One sin. Don't eat the fruit from this tree. Plunge the entire world into the state that is in today. The Sabbath day is important to God. Read Ezekiel 22, verse 26. Jeremiah 17, verse 19 through 27. Isaiah 58:13. The Bible says that breaking God's law is sin. I went over 1 John 3:4, the last show, the biblical definition of sin. Sin is transgression of the law. It was sin that caused Jesus to die for us on Calvary. Sin was the whole reason that Jesus had to die. So is sin important to God? Absolutely it is. Quit committing adultery against God by cheating on him with a counterfeit day. It is violating the fourth commandment. It is sin. Some people say, well, I worship God every day. Well, that's fantastic, but do you really? How do you keep every day as a Sabbath? Do you work? Do you do your chores around the house? Do you have a job? When do you do your grocery shopping? Pay your bills. You're buying and selling. If you're buying and selling on the Sabbath, you're violating the Sabbath. You can't do this every day of the week. So that is a false dichotomy that's proposed by Satan that people buy into. You know, the Sabbath is the only day that God rested on and blessed and created the Sabbath in doing this. Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. The other 6 days, they were work. He gives 6 days to us to do our own worldly pleasures, to take, and we're commanded to work. 6 days to work, and the seventh day to rest. So, I don't know, it's the greatest, one of the greatest gifts of all that God has given me is the Sabbath. I get to step away from this crazy world of nonstop and worship him and fellowship with others that love him. So, Eve wasn't a inherently evil person. She just let Satan deceive her. We, for the most part, are not inherently evil, but we have let Satan deceive us. You know, God only allowed 8 people to enter Noah's Ark, and he destroyed probably billions of others on the face of the earth. Jesus told the religious leaders that they were making the word of God of none effect by their own tradition. That's in Mark chapter 7, verse 13. The religious leaders of today are doing the same thing. They are leading many good people of God's children away from the truth and deceiving them into rejecting the fourth commandment. By their tradition, they're making the word of God of no effect. They are guilty of the same sins that the religious leaders in Jesus' time were guilty of. They add to and they take away from God's word. They violate what God says. Don't be deceived. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.